Malachim Beis Perek Chav Dalet. This parak marks the culmination of Yisrael being exiled from Yerushalayim and Yehuda to Babel by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel. The Daat Sofrim points out, Nebuchadnezzar was just carrying out the word of Hashem, as Hashem was orchestrating the events behind the scenes. This was punishment for the hundreds of years the nation had been sinning despite the words of the true prophets. We know Hashem brings the refuah, remedy, before the makeh, punishment. The Medrash Tanhuma brings Hashem, who cut an eternal treaty with Klal Yisrael, promised Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem had Yisrael establish two yeshivas for learning Torah in Bavel 12 years before the actual Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In these two yeshivas, Torah never stopped being learned. This is what it says in Pasuk Yud Dalet. When Yisrael was being put into exile, it says, Ve'es kol gibore chayo, and all the gibore chayo, strong men, is a reference to the Torah scholars who will learn Torah out of love for Hashem. The Ramban, in his introduction to the Torah on Chumash, brings the entire Torah is Hashem's names. By learning Torah, a person is connecting to the light of Hashem himself. The Zohar brings Hashem, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are all one. As Hashem revealed his love for the Jewish people on Har Sinai by giving us his Torah, Hashem made an eternal relationship with us that can never be broken. Here, even though Hashem had poured his wrath upon the nation, Hashem also gave us the remedy before the punishment by giving us his Torah. In Pasuk Aleph, Bayamav Elav Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavo Vehilo Yo Yakum Evet Shalosh Shanim Vayashev Yeradu Bo. In those days, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, made Jehoiakim his servant for 3 years, and he went against him. Hashem sent various armies of the surrounding nations against Yehuda. This was because of the innocent blood King Menashe had spilt. Jehoiakim had died. Jehoiachin, his son, 18 years old, reigned 3 months in Yerushalayim next. Jehoiachin did evil in the eyes of Hashem. Note, Egypt was no longer considered the main power, as Babel was considered the strongest nation and had occupied the surrounding borders of even Egypt. In Pasuk Yud through Yud Zion, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, laid siege on Yerushalayim. Jehoiachin went to Nebuchadnezzar with his family and royal servants. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiachin captive. Nebuchadnezzar completely looted the Beis HaMikdash, taking all the gold and vessels. In Pasuk Yudalit, V'higlas kol Yerushalayim, v'skol asar, v'skol gibur echayel, aseres alafin gole. Nebuchadnezzar exiled all of Yerushalayim, all the generals, all the strong men, 10,000 people. Lo nishar zulas dolas hamaretz. The only people who remained were the empty-headed, non-Torah scholars. In Pasuk Yud Ches through Chaf, which is the end of the parak, everyone was exiled and brought to Babel, except for the simple, unknowledgeable Jews. King of Babel appointed Jehoiachin's uncle, Sidkiyahu, as the new king of Yehuda in Yerushalayim over the remaining of the nation that was there. Sidkiyahu, 11 years old, reigned for 11 years. Hashem was angry at Yisrael, and Sidkiyahu tried rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar. As we are one parak away from finishing Sefer Melachim Beis, thus completing the entire Nevi'im Rishonim, we pray and long for the day when the entire nation will completely turn to Eretz Yisrael. As we are living in amazing times, much of the nation has already returned to Eretz Yisrael from the four corners of the world. As we sing on Shabbos, Yavaneh HaMikdash Ir Tzion Temale, V'sham Nashir Shir Chadash, Uveranina Na'aleh. Let Hashem build the Beis HaMikdash and fill up his ear, Tzion, and there we'll sing new songs to Hashem, and we'll all rejoice together. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.